KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Alaska House of Representatives yesterday offered a rebuke to President Donald Trump's move to rename North America's highest peak as Mount McKinley. Representative Maxine Dybert, a Fairbanks Democrat, introduced the resolution. She says the name Denali has deep roots in the state's culture and identity.
Denali is more than a mountain. It's a cornerstone of Alaska's history, a tribute to our diverse culture, and a testament to the people who have cherished this land for millennia. If the federal government moves to change the name, it is an affront to our state's sovereignty.
The state of Alaska adopted the name Denali in 1975, but its name on federal maps remained Mount McKinley until the Obama administration formally changed it in 2015. The resolution passed the House 28-10 over the objections of minority Republicans. Representative Kevin McCabe, a Republican from Big Lake, argued the measure should include a message thanking Trump for another executive order, rolling back Biden-era policies restricting development in the state.
Perhaps that's the best way to unite us and unite this resolution and say, hey, President Trump, thanks for doing all this. Could you possibly stop the name renaming of Denali?
Members of the largely Democratic House coalition argued that the resolution should be focused squarely on renaming and defeated the amendment by a 21-17 margin. After the final vote, McCabe moved to allow members to reconsider their votes before the measure heads to the Senate. A final House vote is expected in the coming days. The nation is still mourning the loss of late President Jimmy Carter, who died in late December at the age of 100. Now, one Sitkin who had a special connection with the former president is organizing a tribute in his memory. In 1990, Debbie Miller had written her first book about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge called Midnight Wilderness. She got a call from a producer in Atlanta who was working on a documentary about President Carter.
And he said, hi, you know, we're doing this documentary on President Carter, and he's read your book, and he would like to meet you when we come to Alaska. So I was in disbelief, you know. And more than that, they wanted to meet me in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge because that was a place that he had never visited, mm-hmm. that he always wanted to see the caribou and the beauty and magnificence of that area.
Miller says Alaska was important to Carter. He told her that signing the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act in 1980 was the highlight of his administration. Miller is collecting condolences and memories of President Carter as part of a larger national project. The book will be available to sign at the Sitka Public Library now until Tuesday, February 4th. Miller then plans to send the book to the Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Public Media is about you, the community we serve. Thank you for tuning in.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska has one of the lowest mammogram screening rates in the country, according to the National Cancer Institute. Mammograms help detect breast cancer and can reduce the risk of death from the disease. An imaging center in Anchorage is hoping to convince more women to get regular mammograms by changing the culture around the screenings. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra joined one of their mammogram parties and has this story.
Eight women sit in a circle eating pizza and salad and drinking wine.
I didn't know what she meant by that.
The evening has a bit of a book club vibe. But this is a very different type of gathering.
Hopefully everything with the screening is normal, but if there's anything that we need extra views on, ultrasound.
That's Shelley Buddy, a nurse with Imaging Associates in Anchorage. The party is in their waiting room after hours. Each woman here will take a turn going upstairs to the imaging rooms for about 20 minutes for a mammogram. That's an X-ray for breast tissue that can detect early signs of breast cancer.
If you guys have any questions about breast density, I am here and happy to go over.
She wraps up the introduction, and the women go back to eating their pizza and chatting. Doreen Joyner invited 10 of her friends and coworkers to this party. Imaging Associates provides food, screenings, and usually a nurse to answer questions. They've been offering mammogram parties for at least 15 years as a way to encourage regular screenings. Joyner's been organizing them for her friends for about 8 years.
My mom died of pancreatic cancer. My brother died of lung cancer. So cancer's huge for me. So this is my way of saying, hey, friends, let's just do it together.
She says for every party, she tries to include someone who hasn't had a mammogram but should have one. Current guidelines call for mammograms every other year for most women over 40. But in Alaska, only 60% of women are up to date with the screening. And that's partly because mammograms are uncomfortable. Buddy is new in her role as breast care coordinator for Imaging Associates. She started the job in November because she was recently diagnosed and treated for breast cancer. Buddy works after hours to host the mammogram parties a couple of times a month. And she says she's already seen that the experience is more fun.
They typically are having a great time. They're relaxed. They're mingling with one another.
Imaging Associates hosts a few mammogram parties per month across all their locations. Anchorage, Eagle River, and Palmer. There are a few other businesses in Alaska that offer similar parties, and the parties seem to be growing in popularity around the country. Caleb Duplessis focuses on breast and cervical cancer screenings for the state's Division of Public Health. They'd never heard of mammogram parties before, but they think the idea is exciting.
As humans, we don't really like to go through anything alone, and just knowing that there are other people who have been through the experience that really normalizes it.
In the waiting room, Joyner passes out cookies her friend made that are decorated like breasts. She says she was really scared before her first mammogram.
I was petrified because I'd heard horrible stories about how painful it was.
Joyner says she has breast implants, and she'd heard that makes mammograms even more uncomfortable.
And then I got it done, and I'm like, that really wasn't as bad as I thought.
Soon, she gets called upstairs to get her mammogram.
Ready for you.
As long as I take my wine.
Yes,
I
got my wine.
After her mammogram, Joyner emerges back in her clothes.
And like that, it's done. How do we get out of here?
A week later, Joyner found out her screening was normal. She says it was great to get the news. She's in the clear for another year until she can join her friends for the next party. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Place, and the world will
And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. And a beautiful day today. No new snow here in Sandpoint, but it was 26 degrees according to the TV set. And no wind at all. That was great. I couldn't turn over my ATV again, so I just used my lighter to warm up the keyhole a little bit. It started right up. Another day in paradise. Barbara Mandel is going to start us out with Show Me. After that, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton with Just Someone I Used to Know. After that, Tex Ritter with Long Time Gone.
Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. I'll show you a man that goes to work home and he knows he's got sweet love coming at the end of his working day. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me.
Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man.
Show me a woman that's got a good man. I'll show you a woman doing all she can to make life worth living for her good man, so his troubles don't cross his mind. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me.
Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other.
Show me your man.
A picture that I carry, one we made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to spend some time with. Just the flame that's lost its glow.
But I don't tell them of the nights I cry without you.
Just someone I used to know. Just someone I used to run around with. Just a friend from long ago.
I don't tell them how lost I am without you.
I say just someone I used to know.
of you, night and day. Every time I hear your name, that old feeling is still the same. Waiting for you alone. Come on home. You're a long time gone.
Coming up next, I have Mary Chapin Carpenter with I Am a Clown. I'm sorry. It's I Am a Town. Just Jimmy Rogers with My Little Lady, 1928. Oh, let's get way back there. Then Don Williams with Tulsa Time.
Town Caroline, my detour all right. For a phone call and a soul, I'm a blur from the driver's side. I'm the last gas for an hour, if you're going 25. I am Texaco and tobacco, I am dust you leave behind. I am peaches in September, and corn from a roadside stall. I'm the language of the natives, I'm a cadence and a drawl. I'm the pines behind the graveyard and the cool beneath their shade, where the boys left their beer cans. I am weeds between the graves. My porch is silently with old black men and children. Sleep is filled with dreams, I never can fulfill them. I'm a town. sight. I'm an old truck up on cinder blocks, missing all my wheels. I'm Pabst Blue Ribbon, American, and Southern serves the South. I'm tucked behind a J.C. sign on the rural route. I am a town.
Little lady, won't you be my wife? just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time, 'cause you know I ain't no fool and I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Well, there I was in Hollywood, wishing I was doing good, talking on the telephone line. They don't need me in the movies and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through. Living on Tulsa time.
And up next, we have Hillbilly Fever. That's Little Jimmy Dickens and Hank Thompson with Mama Don't Low. After that, Tracy Lawrence with If the World Had a Front Porch. Here's Little Jimmy.
When you walk up to a jukebox and you slip a nickel in, you can bet your bottom dollar that the record starts to spin. You'll hear a fiddle and a guitar with a honky-tonkin' sound. It's that hillbilly fever that's spreading all around.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down.
It's got me robbing castles, throwing rice and slipping around. Hillbilly fever's got me down. When you get that jumpy feeling and you don't know what is wrong, don't you worry about it, brother. There's a brand new mountain song that's got the whole darn country rocking with that big apple beat. It's that hillbilly breakdown that shakes you off your feet.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down.
I spent a Sunday down in Tennessee and here's what I found.
Hillbilly fever's going round.
When that love bug starts around you and you don't know you've been stung. Then you go and see a doctor and he says, poke out your tongue. But he looks into that canyon, tells you, brother, I got news. You're a victim of sweet daddy and you got the lovesick blues. Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down. I stopped in Chattanooga, got a shine, and I heard the sound. Hillbilly fever's going round. Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down. I'm gonna 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag, and then I hoe it down. Hillbilly fever's going round.
Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Paul, pick the guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, we pick the fiddle anyhow. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing done around here. Mama don't allow no steel plane done around here. Mama don't allow no steel plane done around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Pete, pick a steel anyhow. Mama don't allow no steel plane around here. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Bob don't care what mama don't allow, but he play the drums anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass and drums around here. Mandolin playing around here. Mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, Johnny pick the mandolin anyhow. Mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, we gonna jam it anyhow. Mama don't allow no music played around here.
with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then,
Nancy Griffith is with us next, and Love at Five. After that, Ken Mellons with Jukebox Junkie, and that Gary Morris with I'll Never Stop Loving You.
Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made a Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the aisles of five and nine. Now Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried cause he played in the bars. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee, and still that love survived. Cause it seemed, dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight, dance a little closer. It's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with a baseman's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune. Sporting Miss Rita back by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer. dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this 5 and 9. Had to travel with the fire and band till arthritis took its hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. Rita's got her house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. We dance to a radio late at night. And still see, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made a Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer. I heard he was a darn good dancer. And it was the Isles of the 5 and 9. It was the Isles of the 5 and 9. We could all go tomorrow and take a date. Well, who was the Isles of the 5 and 9?
I'm just an old jukebox junkie spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Some are dancing fools. Some are hooked on booze. Some get their fix on an old bar stool. A handful of quarters is all I need. It don't take much to satisfy me. Jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Say no, I play them fast and I play them slow. I like the sound that a jukebox makes. It's an old habit that I can't break. Cause I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I'm just an old.
But I'll never stop loving you. trucker heading west in the fast lane, but I'll never stop
loving you. Loving you.
Just as sure as that Mississippi flows to the sea, I'll run just as wild.
Love just as deep.
I'll never stop
loving.
Fair home, call you from Dallas to tell what flight I'm on, but I'll never stop
loving you, loving you.
Just as sure as the sun sets on that beach in Malibu, I might go around the world, but I'll come back to you. I'll never stop
loving.
Yeah, up next, Bob Lubin was Still Loving You. I might have said that already. I don't know. But next we have Ernest Tubb and Red Foley with Too Old to Cut cut the Mustard. He's old. Stay away from the old jokes here, folks. And then Dolly Parton with Porter Wagoner. Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Let me see. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes. Just about to the top of the hour with that.
Still loving you, just like before. Only now, I love you more. More every day, more every way. Still loving you. Still wanting you. For every night, in every dream, I hold you tight. And with the dawn, my heart goes on, still loving you.
Still loving you.
Well, my heart's been broken now, too long a time. I thought it didn't matter much, but now I find, since you have gone from me, your love keeps haunting me, and I think I lose my mind. Still loving you, and wishing that some miracle could bring you back. Oh, set me free so I won't be
mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help.
But now you're old and getting gray. The people all look at you and say, too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Could jump just like a deer,
but now you need a new landing gear.
I used to could jump a picket fence,
but now you're lucky if you jump an inch.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Too old,
getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile.
Now they push you around in a chair with wheels.
Had to fight the gals off with a stick.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I was young and in my prime, the gals all used to stand in line.
But now they go the other way, and as they leave I hear them say,
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached a plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. And he preached hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Aunt Leona would get up to testify as we'd sing in the sweet by and by. Then we'd sing, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay, for he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'm on my way,
I'm on my way.
Here's your car.